Proclamation number 7443 of 1st of November, 1959. Hear my addressal. I seek to address every person when my word is brought to him. Whether he hears it in his congregation, whether he reads it or it is presented to him in conversation. It is always an opportunity where I myself can address him if he wants it himself. For it can also fall on his ear, his eyes can read over the words, he can be careless in conversation, it need not touch his heart. But only then, when it has touched the heart, have I myself spoken to him. But he should not let any opportunity to hear me pass him by, for my address can only be a blessing for him. And therefore no human being can say that he has never had the opportunity to hear me myself. For I approach everyone because I want to win everyone for myself, and this can only happen if I address him myself and he listens to me. But I cannot force him to do the latter. Otherwise everyone would truly be touched by the power of my word, and it would already have found its way into all people's hearts. Yet a forced response to my demands which my word makes on people would not be successful for your souls, and therefore I have to wait until you open yourselves voluntarily, until you lend me your ear of your own accord, until you listen to my words and then comply with them. But I address each one of you more than once in your life. Again and again I try to make myself heard by you because your salvation depends on it, your fate in the kingdom of the beyond when you have to leave the earthly body. My word must have sounded to you, i.e., it must have resonated in your heart and caused you to live your life according to this word. Then bliss will also be your fate in the beyond, then you will not need to fear adversity and torment, for then you will already have been in contact with me on earth because you opened your heart and ear to the address which sounded for you. Don't let my word fall on your ears. Take notice when it sounds to you, think about it and try to live it out, and you'll be delighted about the effect of the word. It will touch you like a gift of love, and it will have an effect as a gift of love. It will bring you light and strength, whereas otherwise you will remain lightless and powerless, and no matter how rich earthly treasures you may have in earthly life. You can only make your soul happy with spiritual strength, and you receive this through the transmission of my word, regardless of the form in which you receive it. Always and everywhere let yourselves be addressed by merely having the will and desire to be addressed by me myself. Then it will always be my word, whether you hear or read it. The desire for my word also ensures its reception, and the strength of my word will always flow to you if only you sincerely desire to be addressed by me. For then your will is turned towards me. And then everything you want and undertake must also establish the bond between us. And then my word must also sound to you, for you yourselves open your ears and hearts through your desire and I can speak to you. I can speak to you as a father speaks to his children, and you will always be blessed by this address of mine. Amen.